Welcome, everyone. We're back to Cheyenne Frontier Days, the world's largest outdoor rodeo. Our host network this year and from here on out is BBSRadio.com. Not much action going on right now. What's been going on is a pre-show activity where the cowboys get down here and help the young kids with special needs learn about rodeo. They've been doing this over on the event. They have like stick horse races for them. They have fake horses and bulls to ride. The rodeo announcer getting things set up. So we have 15 minutes till we crack the first gate. And then hold on. Katie, bar the door. Put on your seatbelts. We will be at the world's largest outdoor rodeo. Over 1,000 contestants each year at Cheyenne Frontier Days. Broken into all the rough stock events of rodeo, you're talking bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, ladies' bell racing, the roping events such as tie-down calf roping, steer wrestling. The steer roping events are not held in this arena. They're done in a special slack time in the mornings, but they will be here for the finals. We close out the rodeo each day with the wild horse race. First time these horses been to arena, cowboys try to get around a mile and a quarter track with a horse with no reins, maybe a lead line if they're smart enough to get it. Tradition goes back to the start of this rodeo. Some of the world greats got their start doing that. We're talking the great Casey Tibbs, who went on to have a Hollywood career. We're talking about the Ed Bauer boys, who went on to be world champions. Talking about some bull riders I know that used to come in and do that. So I'm giving you the background of Cheyenne Frontier Days here on this BBSRadio.com network. The feed will be coming. Some of the other events around Cheyenne with this rodeo, of course, for the carnival, the old frontier town, the chuck wagon cook-off where they get out here and cook just like they did on the cattle trails. 150 years ago, up to about the 1900s. Relive that heritage. We have real Native Americans in a village, complete with the teepees. Many of them world-famous artisans in their turquoise, silversmithing, and leatherwork. Frontier town is just like going down the street to Gunsmoke. I think they even have a Kitty and a Marshall Dillon out there. The professional actors in character. We'll be covering them throughout the week. The Thunderbirds performed today. They had the world's fastest feed of pancake breakfast this morning. They started about 7 a.m., fed around 10,000 people. A breakfast consisting of pancakes or flapjacks, if you would. We have a ham, biscuits, coffee, everything you need for a camp trail breakfast. While they're doing that, the folks enjoy the Native American dancing. Bands, local color, all served in downtown Cheyenne. Now I'll give you a little clue. It is also a civil defense exercise in mass feeding in case of a disaster. And this team here in Cheyenne with the civil defense has gone to many of the big disaster zones and set up their field kitchen over the year. I'm sitting right above the bucking chutes. There are 10 bucking chutes here at Cheyenne. They are numbered 0 up to 7, then double out here in front of me. This is where the bucking horses, bulls, come out of. Number 9, Skip, goes down to the south. Shoot 9, where the timed event comes out, the calf roping, the bulldogging, the steer roping. That's where those events come out of. While you're here listening, let's give you some Rodeo 101. We're going to start with saddle bronc riding. That's where the cowboys ride the special, what the old-timers call association saddle. No saddle horn like you have. You've ever ridden a horse? The candles can be whatever that cowboy wants, but usually they're the smaller, slicky kind. Then stirrup straps, then stirrups. They cannot touch their self, their saddle, or the horse during their ride with that free hand, or they'll be disqualified. They hold on to a special bronc line, one lead line hooked up to the halter on the horse, no bits or anything. Yes, there is a flank strap, but it is leather and sheepskin. That's what helps the horse control his bucking motion. So his two rear legs are bucking together and not just going haphazard over the whole area. The next horse event that we have is bareback riding, special rigging. And this event started. This is not one from... let's say ranch history. This is an event the cowboys started among the cowboys, where they used to just ride a rope around the belly of the horse and hold on. Now they use a special made leather rigging, and they have like your old-fashioned suitcase handle, which the hand in and get into that. And they ride a different spurring motion than saddle bronc. Saddle bronc, they spur from the front of the horse's shoulder to the back of the saddle in a in-time motion with the buck. Bareback riders roll their legs up and down the front of the neck of the horse. Yes, they have spurs, but I guarantee you, these spurs do not cut, poke, or injure the horses. They roll with the cowboy in his feet. Four judges give them a score of 1 to 50 for the horse, 1 to 50 for the rider. Highest score then for is 100 points. I think the world record in bareback riding was 95, saddle bronc around the 94. Bull riding is the only one to ever have a perfect score of 100. Bull riding, they hold a special braided rope with a handhold in it, get the wrap of the tail around their hand a few times. They don't have to spur out or spur, they just stay on. Again, 100 points possible divided between two judges for that animal and the horse. The Cheyenne, we have two sections of each event in the rodeo. Three sections of steer wrestling, two sections of tie down, one section of the ladies' barrel race. Now, the barrel race is a horse race with an obstacle course. Three big barrels will be placed in the arena in a triangle fashion. They have to get around all three of them as fast as they can. If they hit a barrel and tip it over, 5-second penalty. And I'll talk throughout the broadcast some of the other penalties of the day. But for right now, while they regroup, we'll come back in 3 minutes, back in 3 minutes, and we'll have closer to live action rodeo. Don't go away on the PBSradio.com/radio rodeo. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
All right, I see pickup and loaded up. We had two guys come out. Did you get the score, Mindy?
Looks like we are going to get DJ Scott out of Oakley, Iowa, at 75. So he's the new leader for the section. Now we're going to go to Kyle Brenecki out of Stephenville, Texas. Stephenville, I'm sorry.
There you go. King of the Cowboys. That's where they all live. All right. That's where Guy Burry lives.
Oh!
Okay, now I see the lady with the camera on the end. The action might be right in front of us. Look out. If this horse digs in, there'll be butts flying back up here. And we're what, about 30 feet above these bucket shoots?
Yeah, we have quite a few.
Hi, this is Ty Berry, and I'm on BBS Radio.
Now, just for you and for the listening audience to know, I've been on the phone all morning with Quest. We're going to have a dedicated internet line for Sunday's final and a regular broadcast machine and headset so Doug doesn't go crazy trying to get us on the phone.
Doug does a very good job keeping up with us. We got got a little ratty up here, and we get cut off sometimes, but he does a good job keeping up with us.
Well, painting the gutter, that mountain, the guy you hear over the microphone, is fun. 12 feet away from it,
yep.
We got a big bullhorn right above it.
Yeah, we're lucky that we can hear each other at all.
Yeah, we are, but we'll have headsets on Sunday doing a professional. Meantime, we're having trouble. That cowboy still isn't out. Who is it?
It is Kyle Prenecki. I think that's how you pronounce his last name.
Oh, you could have done better. All right, they open the gate. Looks like he marks him out. He's doing good. Hat flies off. Fast little bear going across the arena there. Goes to the left, down to the right. Let his camera pitch. I think goes down. My problem is I think he jumped the grab.
I think so, too, right at that end. And it looked like he was about to lose his feet. It looked like he was leaning over the left shoulder. And you get to see him holding up on that. Looks like he's going to get a re-ride off it.
There you go. So this is the case where he earned it. Something went wrong. Trouble he had going out, but he had to go for it and give his effort. Well, the horse fouled you. We're going to support you with the rewatch.
Yeah, and I watched him out. He found one of the
cowboys
on the inside actually had to
do
that horse
back on
the neck to get him out of the
studio.
Really did not want to come out, but once he did, he went off
towards the field. But that horse was angry. I know he ends up in a heart. And some of the horses coming out today are voted to the national finals by the
Cowboys. Wow. Well, we got a couple more bear back
on this. Cowboys. It looks like it's Will Lowe out of Texas. Oh, man. He's been a giant frontier day. Twice. He's been a world champion. He and his little wife at 19 got married when he won his first national final rodeo. Ladies and gentlemen,
you're
a cowboy, number one in our hearts, Will.
I hope he gets a good ride out of it. He's got a bright future on, so he should be able to see everything. It looks like he's only got a cowboy hat, but it looks like he's got a neck stabilizer of some sort.
Yeah, it's a support on his neck, so it doesn't go back. These bareback guys a long time get so far back, they get knocked down, but the rump of the horse and their head collides.
Wow.
Neck injuries. A lot of arm injuries. Look at his arms all taped up down there. All right, come on, little Will. See, give me the horse name.
The horse's name is 119
MO. Okay, 119 giving this kid a championship run. Flew out of the chute. You can't see it, but a jump of mud almost hit in the pan. Look at this horse. Oh, and I got people jumping the horse at the end of it. Spinning around, Will gets up a little slow. Look how his arm, and his right arm, right, it is so taped up, he cannot use it to pick up his own hand.
When he did hit the arena floor, he actually had to try and achieve some of those flailing legs, which Will would come out with a 72.
What did they give him?
A 72.
Oh, man, I'll tell you why. He gave us more of a ride, but that horse bucking boat. And I know that's a new horse for rodeo because it did not have a name, only a brand. So if I look at the judges' sheet, they probably scored that horse maybe 12, 13 points, the cowboy round 16.
So Will did a great job. That was the one young little horse. Looks like we're
going to
go to one of our last cowboys.
Wes Stevenson, world champion and CFC champion, going out right now on what?
He's coming out on Wyatt.
Wyatt gave him a great ride, bay horse, big black face, black tail, brown body. And you know what they always say at the racetrack? Always bet on the bay. Let's see what we get.
69 for Wes Stevenson.
Oh, man, two. See, the problem is those horses didn't read the program. They did not know they had world champions on.
Yeah, so it looks like our section right now is being led by B.J. Scott, which is 75.
All right. I can't believe it. In this section, Will Lowe, Ford Lowe, Wes Stevenson, Cole Lowe, some kid we never heard of. 75, and that's the beauty of Frontier Day. The young guys up there with the champions, sometimes they end up being a CFC champion.
And now we're going to go to beer wrestling next. It looks like we've got a wagon out on the racetrack coming in while everybody's running beer wrestling.
I don't know who those big bar mounted on there, can't hear, but we're going to have to lean forward. It's our new friend from KQPD out of Casper is in our way. I'll scoot over this way a little bit. All right, they're saying we're live. We're going to be live all day. We're going to get some interviews.
Looks like we're going to have a couple wagons coming. While we get the Bulldog
ready.
Right, okay, so we are getting ready to see all the Bulldoggers come out of Shoot 9, the famous Shoot 9, which I interested in your days. We are going to see how well we follow the programs today. I will try to keep an eye on this. And Wayne has taught me very well about how Bulldoggers are some of the best businessmen in rodeo.
And all the wagons were introduced to the people in the lotto winners. Wyoming just started their Wyoming lotto. So our friend here on the right got to a bus for it. Well, this is something usual I don't normally see. I see that 150-year-old stagecoach they rebuilt, bringing people down. And the other wagons, they're holding up fast the actual pit. They're holding it up here today. We'll let let the announcer take over for a minute. What was his name, Andy Schaefer?
Well, he's on track, but he's going to take it, and I will find out. Okay, our rodeo announcer, Andy Stewart, and our track announcer, who I think is who's talking right now, is Kyle Jovi.
All right, very good. No use trying to talk over them without live action. Okay, chair wrestling. I see the first guy backing in the box. This is a team defense. One man's the chair wrestler, or I like to say bulldogger. The other one's the hazer. The steer here will come up. Well, it depends. If this is their first run, we'll see if the steer goes slow coming out of shoot 9. If it runs out fast, I know it's the second draw of the steer.
And looks like they're flashing up Rodeo 101 on the big screen for the general audience. Everybody knows what's happening here.
Yeah. JC Wyoming. Little bit south of Buffalo, Wyoming. It's where our Crystal Dew's home is.
Looks like we're going to go to our first cowboy, Billy, up on skiing ahead of Rodeo, California.
Oh, big bicycle bunching. Come on. Get him down. He gets it down too heavy in the front end, goes to his seat. Big Billy picks him up, turns sideways, goes down. Now you heard me call him Big Bicycle Bunching.
Yeah.
Worse than that, it's a girl's bike.
Oh.
And he rides it around the parking lot to get one place to the other.
Well, I'm sure that's one way to cut through a crowd.
He used to travel with one of the Wyoming deer wrestlers, Jason Miller, out of northern Wyoming. Robbie, Jason is probably still supplying a pickup or a hazing horse and bulldogging horse, although not competing himself.
And it looks like we get down. Oh, it looks like we're going to our next cowboy, and it's Clayton Moore.
Clayton Moore, not the Lone Ranger. Here we go. Oh, there's a wreck. He's got to get those legs out going the other way. The steer rolled over his long way. And this Clayton, Kamasabi, Kibasabi, going home empty hands.
And there's either a typo in the program or a typo on the big screen. The big screen said he was Clayton Moore. The program says he's Clayton Morrison. So
I go with Clayton Moore and trip into the Lone Ranger.
Well, that cowboy's at a Petzer Orchid.
I met a real Lone Ranger once, you know.
Really?
Yeah, when they made him take off his mask and have to wear Foster Grant. He was here for the grand opening of our ball.
Wow. That's interesting.
He didn't call me Tonko. I don't look like an American Indian.
Looks like we're going to Tyler a weapon stock out of Dulles, Louisiana.
Well, he got down on his edge there, picked him up off the ground, carried him around. He stayed with him. that is a fight to bear. Hair comes up on the back of their neck just like a bad cat.
It looks like he's going to get a 13.6, kicking Billy out of the lead.
Oh, man. Hey, they had like an 8-3 or 6 in yesterday's rodeo. We'll have to catch up on that later.
Oh, yeah, I'll try and find those later. That yesterday's CBR show was muddy.
Oh.
So muddy.
Oh, it did. And, of course, we've sent BBS, Our Life, or Our Telecast, off their first round. And they were meant to say Cindy and Cody Deal. Well, somebody else came in and won. We'll get that recap later.
Yes, looks like Travis Ray as our next bulldogger.
Look how fast they're going. To the camera pit. He's square dancing with a steer in his arm. He's our big fan of steers. Bigger than I think what we had to
say. In second, 15.4 for Travis Ray.
These aren't 350. These are 400-pound steers to bring in this pitch. So they make sure that the Cowboys, if they had a little one, they'll get a big one. So everybody has to try a little one or a big one. Because some of those the other day when we were out here, well, I just estimated about 350. And I want to know I can do that. I have spent many a day at a sale farm looking at cats.
Some of these Cowboys, bulldoggers are just the bigger Cowboys.
Okay, now we have to twist the neck one way, and all 4 feet have to be where?
One direction, and now it's Brad McGrillis. Oh, McGillcrist. Sorry.
All right. You notice I didn't pick up. I knew you would catch it. It is hard to see in here. We are in the rain. It's cloudy. It's probably going to be raining before we call quits on this show today, Mandy.
I think you're right. It looks like we're going to go to Matt Reese out of Cross Plains, Texas next.
Let the announcer say he's a former CFC champion.
Wow, we got a lot of those in here today.
Well, it's get that way. They all want to be back next Sunday. Here comes our cowboy. Come on, Jim, light up. He does the camera pit. 250, 300 feet into the arena. He does the belly flop, the steer in his arm. Oh, he got him. What the fuck?
13.2 for Max.
Now, like I've told you in the past, I know it's, what, 133.5 for that black pole, 143.5 for that pit. The pit's probably, what, another 50 feet long? That's how far he was in the arena when he came.
He was striving to catch up. His neck was completely extended in that back pole where he got there, and the cowboy got the steer.
Yeah, he got it. Too bad. Now, our next team's getting in there. I see him turning around. Remember, there's a barrier. They get a speeding ticket if they come out too fast. It's a rope set up to a series of pulleys. The steer here gets a 30-foot head start. Longest score line or start line.
That is Brent Berry, right fire, out of Jackson, Wyoming.
All right, here we go. He stays right there. He's down fast. He's got to run working. Get him up. Get him up. Stop it. What's the pod saying?
10 seconds.
Oh, and this is throw hopper. There he gets
looks
it down.
14.5 for Barry Frankmeyer.
Now look where he caught it, though. He caught it at that 133-yard mark. But the steer just wouldn't cooperate. Again, I think it's a much bigger pet of steers than when we saw our first two runs.
I think so. He's not really a star, but he's one of the smaller bulldoggers. Looks like that deer was able to just throw him about a bit and finally got him down to the ground.
You are a quick study, huh? And, of course, I want to have Mandy Harry. Okay, she is my intern this year, co-announcer. She is in junior college right now, or just finished that, starting courses with Penn State. to go on in the media in the future, you hope, right?
Yes, I am. I'm going to start my telecommunications major with 10 days of broadcasting. And hopefully go back to go to the first department. Next, we're going to go to the Red Bull out of Mount Vernon before
it is. The former champion gets down quick. Jumps off that arch there. Gets it down on the dime.
9 seconds left.
Yeah, the last 5 to 10 years, I was part of an interview with him with the Denver media one time when he won Cheyenne Truck Charity.
Wow.
He's got his, if you ever watch the NFR telecast, it's his uncle, is one of those commentators who travels to test all the others.
Oh, wow, so he's in the family. It looks like we're watching our leaderboard. Our leaderboard, it has 80 strikes,
like that. Trevor Knoll second with a 9-0. We'll catch the other two. But we know what to shoot with. Now, I said it a lot. Do you remember the arena record?
5.3.
Yes. Here we go. White steer comes out. Cowboys flies off of Greg Palomino.
This is
Orin. I know nothing about it, but it's got a big handful of face right there. Gets it down. What's the clock?
11.3.
And I think we're color, and I'm hoping next time we talk to Doug, I'd like to know how much of the PA announcer he gets when I shut up. Because sometimes he has important stuff to say, too.
Yeah, and if we're talking, we can't catch it either to let everybody know. So it's might as well just cut out the middleman on that.
We're here at the rodeo for those of you who can't see.
Yup, and
gate closed. Let's see where we're going now. Oh, look what's happening.
The barrel is rolling out, which means we're going to bull riding. Look at all the fun that stuck in that barrel last night.
Oh, yeah, it was a monsoon there.
It was
just dig up, watch it.
I didn't. My husband and I decided that because it was raining, we were going to stay home and watch a movie.
Oh, all right. And your husband Dan was our new sound man and cameraman when he could get away from his thing tonight, right?
Yes, and he actually got some really awesome pictures at CBR the other night, and I've got to get those posted on our Facebook page. He got some that you can see is the snot coming off that bull, and it's just leaving a trail. He caught that in the photo.
Did you just say what I think I just said?
Not?
I never thought I'd see a lady of your stature say that in public, but that's the only way you can say it.
Yeah, I'm a famous career. Oh, this is for Cowboy. I'm right next to the gate. Number 649, I'll have to find that gate.
I didn't say the number on there. Look at Bull still going. That Bull's like giving him a 16th mega prize. Now the Bull stands and knocks out the Cowboy. Bull fighters have to come in. Dusty Tucker, still dipping by, just saved another life.
Jimmy Martin out of Donahue, Iowa, on one more hit, and he was underneath that bull. That was scary for a moment. Jimmy came out with a 74 on that ride. Look at that bull hopping on over.
Trying to get out of here. Go for the bull riding where they hold on with that rope. That's all. Freehand can't touch the bowl. Like the Spurs are so funny drops for extra points, but you got to be able to stay on the bowl because when you do that, we saw examples the other night where they were trying that, and what would happen? That's just in the arena, right?
Yeah. Oh, looks like we've got our next Cowboy, Dalton McMurray, and he's already off the bowl.
This big white gray bull just came out, did a nosedive, and the Cowboy went off on the left rope. Oh, look at that hump. There's a grammar hump on that bull. Tough. Why? Not quite as big as the Wyoming buffalo or bison, but quite
big. Yeah, and it looks to me like quite the up close and personal view on Monday night with all those big mean bulls. And what do you call them? The king of the arena?
I know, too, because when they're out there, they own that arena, just like the old mangy Papa Lion in Africa.
And they definitely do it. Looks like our next Cowboy is Riker Parker out of Jones, Idaho.
Okay, another Cowboy for me I have never seen or read about. But the proof is in the pudding. If he can stay on there for 8 seconds, I'll know whether he's a good cowboy or not, right?
And he's going to be riding Jack.
Oh, man, I hope he's got a full tank.
We'll see if he can hit the gas. Let's see how many puns we can connect full name.
Well, we might as well, because we're here to have fun.
Awesome, there he goes, sitting right next to the shoes.
Listen, it's Chris. Oh, close up, close faster. This, oh, the way he's spinning. When he's spinning, he's jumping up there about 4 feet. Oh, stop, right, just about to go.
It looks like a beautiful ride until he just happened to lean a little bit too close to what I think was the right shoulder and come off, but he is safe, and those bull riders really know how to do this cowboy. Wow.
You talk about arrow spits. He's one of those spits that were there underneath that bull of his thing.
Yes, and arrow spits. We'll be at CMT's night show for today. And looks like we're getting ready for our next cowboy to come out. Waiting for his name to flash up. Galea Mason out of Weiser, Idaho.
Not Budweiser, but just Weiser.
Just Weiser.
Okay, I got that action. Down, spinning, left-handed spin. That's about it.
Yeah, that we saw you, that bull was like real close to shoes. All we could see that cowboy was the heel of his boot as he swung.
Now, to let folks know, I'm an old-time rodeo guy. I like to call the action on the floor. It's hard to do here. It's so hard. Mandy keeps her eye on the monitor for us up there across the arena. One of those megatrons, right?
Yeah, they've got a couple of trees posted. That's where they flash up all the names of the score. So I'm going to keep my eyes on there so I can watch everything.
And so you are doing a terrific job. Wait till we get Sundays off when we're doing real podcast equipment.
I'm so excited.
Through internet connection, bring your laptop, because that's what we're going to plug into to stand to Doug and the boys out there.
Sounds good. It looks like we're going to go to Cole Melicon out of Liberty, Texas.
I've never heard of Liberty, Texas. I've never heard of this cowboy. Let's see what he can do at the daddy of them all.
He's going to be riding Cyclone.
Whoa, we'll see if it is. It is a Cyclone. Look at him spin. Cowboy off to the side. He gets out underneath the bulls. Bull chasing tail never box to pick up his, or bullfighter.
And those bullfighters really aren't great at their job. Looks like Cyclone doesn't want to go home yet. He's going to take a victory lap.
Yeah, he's got about, what, 6 pickup men chasing him right now. Now, I'll give you some more, because I am an old guy. In the old days, they used to let them just herd the bulls up on the big corners of this big arena. Well, all general bull rodeo now is the prior bull must be out of the arena before we let the next one out. So that's why they take all the time and trouble to chase them and rope them.
Probably a good thing, I would say. Looks like we're going to go to our next cowboy.
Now they've got the big bull cyclone under control. I think you're on the coast and there's a cyclone. At the harbor they put special flags up to tell you.
Looks like they've got us down and rope at the other end. Let's see if we can actually get him back to the exit chute though.
Yeah, it's gonna take some time. Music in the background. I'll give you a little color with the rodeo announcer here. Hold on.
And the cowboy is out.
And again, all these bulls are spinning tough. This one went into a right-handed spin, then a left-handed spin. The cowboy came off and lost on the ground.
The last bull was Cadillac Red, and it looks like they're just now being cycled out of the arena. He's got a couple ropes on him.
Well, they held him back there with the rope, couldn't get the cyclone out. They didn't want to hold up the show any longer. Well, anyway, you got here just right in time. Where did you end up having to park, Casper?
I had to park about 5 blocks away from the park and walk into the park as they were coming to the radio arena.
Oh, man. I couldn't arrange the transportation for you today, but well, you're off Saturday at your other station where you work, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, and I realize today how many perks come with me.
Okay, here we go. All right, jump at the back, pull like a rocking chair. Then it goes into a spin and a jump. We got points coming. Is he there?
That is Patrick and Guyville out of Westville, Colorado, riding toxic spot.
Oh, man, that little Herbert Cross ball, that was the ride of the day so far. Jumped out, goes into it. What do we get?
Happy six for Patrick Guyville.
Of course, we got to get adjusted. Those tough bulls, the Cowboys the other night, we don't think we had a score later than 84 there at the CPR, did we?
Yeah, I think our lowest score was 84. Our highest was 90.
Yeah.
Now, quite surprised by Juan Alonso, the winner of CPR on Monday night, that he was one of the bulls was laying down in the arena.
Now, I had a St. Bernard. I try to take him on walk. We get so far, and when we get there, if he was tired, he just lay down. He didn't care if I had a leash or what. Old Max just lay down. That's what that bull just did. The man
walked. He was tired. He couldn't take a nap. Looks like next is Peter Claremont out of Claremont, Texas.
Great. Now I don't know if that's him or not. Kevin Wells, you wanted to know who was pulling that rope to open the gate?
Yeah.
Well, then Kevin Wells, you know the little girl that helps me get out of here with all my stuff? That's her daddy.
Oh, hey, that's her name.
That's right. Her mom helped me get Gay up here today. That's my wife. That's her name now. Grandkids and the nephews call her Nell Gay.
Looks like Kate Claremont is getting his seat situated. He's going to come out and show him. He's riding the bull Dean Red.
Say that again?
Dean Red?
Well, I am. I'm next to you.
I do have red hair.
And it is natural, by the way. For you jealous women, I know it's natural. Because I've seen it blowing in the wind. There is no roots in there.
Oh, I'm glad for that.
Yes, we are a little loose up here, but what the heck? It's our broadcast. We're bringing you the color of the world's largest rodeo. I'll be covering the pancake breakfast later this week. I'll be riding downtown with the horse-drawn carriages out here watching them drop harness. 120 or so of them in our parade. All original. Some of them restored over 150 years old. Like at one stage goes down to Boy Country.
Wow. How many parades are there for parade?
Well, there are four. What do you should ask? The first Saturday, the first Tuesday, the Thursday, and the following Saturday, which we will be covering live and broadcast.
Come on, you see a full name? Red. Oh, looks like actually they both stuck.
Guy coming back of a year of injury. He rides all the events, PBR, Giant Frontier Day. He has been a world champion. He's one of the top of the toughest of the top. Right there. Come on, Big Chase. White Bow, five spots, comes off the end. Oh, man. Again, this guy, sometimes he can ride here and go to another one. They're giving him what? How many points did they give him?
No score for that.
Tough break for a man on his comeback run. James Crockett. Kind of unique. Young man. Instead of having a carload of buddies, he travels with his wife and family.
Oh, wow. So he's a family man. Family cowboy.
Family bull rider, you bet. I had the pleasure of meeting him, and you could not be more of an American hero than Shane Rock.
Wow. Speaking of American Hero, our winner of PBR on Monday night was Juan Alonso, a 5-year Army veteran. And the greatest thing happened, Monday night was also Military Foot Day. So Military Foot Day ended up with a military veteran for our CDR winner.
And he won the right for that, what, $10,000 bonus ride?
Yeah, the bounty bowl.
And nobody's written that bowl, but he gave it a hard try. Here's a guy who starts at the age of 23 after 5 years in the military down the road. Changes his uniform for a cowboy ass.
Hey, he was a small little cowboy, but he's a lot of fire packs.
Well, we're doing a good job waiting for this next bowl. Do we have any idea?
God, that's Misty out of Wesley, Minnesota.
A Minnesota cowboy.
He's riding Thundercat.
Well, no, he isn't.
He's
not riding
him anymore.
Thundercat, look at the Rammer Bull crossing, about a half breed, red body, white stripes. Speed, man, speed animal.
It's pretty high, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a mean looking bull. All those bulls with the Brahma buff, they all keep Rammer Bull. But the cowboy's a good ride.
And I find it interesting we have cowboys coming from Minnesota, West Virginia, Virginia. Rodeo has grown around the world. Later in the bareback riding, if we didn't miss him, you'll have Evan James, the guy who came from France to go to college here, and now a world champion.
Wow, now we're going to
talk
about Albuquerque and talk about Scotty and Seth.
I think he actually lives in Los Lunas, which is in Albuquerque, suburb.
Oh, okay. I'm going to visit New Mexico Health Science. Look at the cowboy. Cowboy Jason. Looks like he's going to be riding Raging Cajun.
Probably a Louisiana Bull then, huh? Raging Cajun Bull. Try to catch this action. Get back on my groove here. I'm sorry if I overmodulate, but when you're up here with this much power, this much excitement, you just can't sit and say, oh, well, he made a free throw. This is bull ride.
We've got the camera focused on him, and there it goes.
Spinning in front of the chute because they all spin here. Keep going. Cowboy on there. Come on. You made it. 8 seconds.
I think that's a great ride. That's pretty wild for that.
Well, he's about to have another 60 seconds. Funny story. Look at the length of the horns on that bull.
Wow. There's a scary moment there where Scotty had kind of stuck out of some of those feet. We're waiting for that horn to pop up. 81.
2 points behind the lead. 83 is the highest score so far.
Yes, but he is the leader for this action right now. So, Aaron Pass is the one leading with 83, followed by Jeff Burtis with 82, followed by Wesley Silcox with 81 as well.
Silcox, the former Giants Frontier Day.
Wow. Well, look, now we're going to go to Tampa. They have had a Puttyville, Utah.
Look at Tim getting his final wrap. Looks like he's right wearing a helmet. Okay, they had the camera on another rider.
It looks like he's going to be riding
Swamp Dog.
All right, big sombrero instead of a helmet. Swamp Dog, spinning left, right-handed cowboy against the tent. Now a turn. Extended 360 turns right at the horn. The cowboy jumps off. I would think if they're going to beat 83, that would have to be. I didn't go to a judging school for nothing, girl.
You know,
they did have a nice lunch table, though.
I've had that judging school. It's quite fun. So it looks like 10 names are new leaders, followed by Aaron Pass, Jeff Burdett, and Wesley Silcox.
That's top four, fine to be the top 15 to come back for the finals. That's right down in front of us. I talked about Kevin Wells pulling the gate. I got a good authority coming into the rodeo. He will be the next chairman of the livestock committee.
Wow. Okay. He has the experience down there at the shoot. The dirt with cowboys. He knows what to do. There he goes.
Oh. And the driver ride. But I noticed something. I don't want to let you see it. But that same problem you talked about the pool the other night, that happened down there to one of the cowboys.
Oh.
At least there was that in and not the south end.
Yeah, that is
good.
Looks like that
was one
and
painter
right back.
Yeah. And of course, you see the bulls in those cartoons digging their feet and romping in the north.
Looks like we have wrapped up bull running for right now. According to the program, hideout rope could be next.
All right, now this is a ranch hill we still use today. I know, I go to a few ranch brandies throughout my year, and that's the one way, and it really is the easiest way. They come in on ranch roping, they get the hills, get the calf down, get them over there, and what I usually do is come down, hold the neck, another guy puts the medicine through a nasal insert, and go up and maybe a shot or two in the neck. That's how we protect our beef out west. Well, you got to be a good roper to do it. Made a contest out of it. Cowboys will win.
It looks like our leader for this section, Walmart, head out roping is William Robinson with 10-foot power, followed by Justin Macho with 10.5, Chris Coffey with 10.5. First cowboy of the day for the section is Hunter Heron out of Apache, Oklahoma.
Hunter Heron, I wonder if he's related to anybody I know.
What might have difference on that?
We talked to him the other day.
Well, we did?
Yes, one of those members coming in. Let's see. Yeah, pick about the headlights. You'd be short in the arena. Got to get it down. Calf looks a little bigger today. Got to get a pick and string around the front leg. Three wrap, pass, pass. Half it. Back on his horse for 6 seconds.
It's Ty Holmes. It's 14.2.
Science measures 6 seconds. That steer has to stay tight. Again, you have the barrier rope and give them a speeding ticket.
And it looks like it's holding. So, Hunter is going to hold that with 14.2. Next out of the gate should be Marty Yates.
Marty Yates. Down, he did one wrap through the half inch, threw his hand out to stop the clock. This will be a tough one, and he did good because that Cal State tied.
Yep, and so Marty Hayes is our new leader on the leaderboard, followed by Clint Robinson, Justin Macha, and Chris DeMonte.
So, yeah, that's the new event leader, I think, too. Some of those times you beat from the slack. So I just saw, oh, man, we want to see the replay on that. But the guy took a gamble, and it paid off. Instead of three wraps, one.
Yeah, and it looks like our next Cowboy is going to be
Cowboy's first appearance at Frontier Days. He has two. It's the first appearance for that calf. I can tell by the way they come out slow, then take off running.
And it's kind of overcast today. It's almost like Cowboys are a little sleepy right now.
Well, they say about 2:30 it's going to be more overcast. Wet.
At least we've got a roof over our head. Our next Cowboy should be Adam Gray out of Seaboard, Texas.
Again, some of these guys, I haven't seen them. I haven't seen the rodeo reports on them. I don't see much on them. So we'll be really prepared that way for the final.
Almost got thrown into the hay bale.
Okay, and I'm trying to make sure I don't need that off button. And I think it's fun. We're just going live. Who are we going with?
Sterling Smith, and he is down and on the ground trying to pin this steer down. You guys see the tree now? Oh, lost the foot and passed the 2 seconds. 15.5 by Sterling Smith.
Good action calling, because I can see everything you were talking about. You were calling it right. Now, when they pick them up, put them on the ground, remember, that's when they find them. They have to get them down on one side. When they come off that horse, you see the cowboy throw the rope like that, and he's pitching the slack on his rope. That oftentimes automatically puts the calf into his place in the horse.
Wow. And they have to have
how many feet in that
series?
That escapes me. About 3 to 4 feet.
Okay. I know that they get a penalty if one of those feet slip out.
Right. If they don't get a free pass, then just a simple half. Then it has to stay tight. 6 seconds. After that. But he's done dying and he throws his hands up and like they back on the horse for 6 seconds. Look what we have now.
Right now, Richard had a Roosevelt Eagle. Looks like he was a star quarterback tonight.
So he knows how to throw fast as if he's throwing a loop. He's down there, he's trying to get right in front of us. There he goes, shut the staff. All right.
1 second.
Look at him go. It looks like to me he wrapped that thing 6 times.
16.6 for Red Richard.
Now, there's a play in football called the blank pass.
I don't know much about football.
So we have to blank the steer.
Oh, yeah.
Hand in hand, a Jordan Cowboy football war room.
Wow, that's a favorite. And looks like our aggregate leader is
Richie
Riley.
I'm going to talk about Riley. I watched this thing. This kid is a first-world champion. They live over here by Scott's Bluff. This kid earned a role in Burns, Wyoming.
Oh, wow.
All right? His dad, his mom was a champion barrel racer. It's natural to take that legacy up to the rodeo. Now he's leading almost hometown road. 21-1.
21 seconds flat.
Holy cow.
Looks like our next cowboy is going to be Trevor Brazil at Denver, Texas.
Well, I can't talk enough about Trevor Brazil. Three event cowboy, all around champion. Let's go. Come on, big Trevor. Here he's down fast. Look at Cap Jumps and if he flanks, if he's straight. 1, 2, 3 reps. Half inch off the clock. Now, if this is his first run, that is not too bad. We'll see him later in the team roping, and he probably was back in the steer roping earlier.
I think it might have been that cast first run today.
Looks like he's a little out of the gate. That might have helped Trevor a little bit. 2 years ago, you know who helped me call the barrel racing?
It's
White.
Oh, wow.
They have a line of kids' clothes. Marketed around the world, cowboy clothes. And she is a barrel racer herself, but well, you got the kids are probably 5 and 4 now. It's stuck with me a mom down the road and whatnot. So I bet her career picked up faster when the kids are a little older.
I bet that. That's a rodeo family. I bet those kids will go on the rodeo themselves. Looks like the next cowboy is Matt Dawa out of Lux, Idaho.
Perfect. You said that perfect. Hawaiian cowboy by first. Here we go. White horse catches the steer. See how he sits flag and the head came back? Now he flanks it. Big and straight right out of his mouth. He drops. Got to get the first cross. Great grab. Let's go.
17
flat. Not too bad, but you notice he dropped those high heels, Boston, after three
states. Yes, and it looks like the horse was helping him out a little bit. The calf was moving around. The horse was back down hanging the rope to the spot.
Not getting the flag out. Rather than drag him or do any harm to him. Now, as soon as 6 seconds up, you see the guys come in and untie them.
And what are they, the pickup crew?
Well, they're just the untied crew. new day in a rodeo, you get some 12-year-old kid giving 50 cents to do it. Here we have to have big guys.
Oh, and we've got those two nice young ladies who are acting up as the pickup ladies. Take that cap across.
Jason, he's to the north. You bet.
Taking them across. Looks like the next cowboy is going to be Mark Brunson. It's going to be the last cowboy in Texas.
And we got to regroup. Go to what? Now, this guy here, national high school champion, right there, right there, rolls back, jumps into his arm, there's the flank. He's got three picked up, one, he's having trouble, two, going solid, two wraps and a half in.
15 flat.
High school kid out here at the daddy of them all. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, we had another high school kid the other night at CBR. Wyatt Rogers. He was the top four of the board every night. I think they said he just came out of the senior year of high school.
That's right. Because he asked me 18 to complete in a BRCA rodeo. Years ago, I don't know what barrel race is. Jordan James was the world champion of barrel race for like 10 years. World championship.
Wow. I've been young barrel racers, but I've never been
John was actually. Let's turn it over to the PA announcer for a few minutes. Don't go away. This is live rodeo coming from Cheyenne, Wyoming on the VBS Radio Network. We're going to the PA mic for a few minutes while we regroup and find all the panels we've been throwing. Classic of all rodeo events, the association saddle. No horn, just well, but they're putting your legs. Okay, coming up, turns right, just left, turns right. Cowboy stays with the old pain. Good spring motion from the front to the back. That's a part they can say, though, y'all kill them. Right came out of the chute. It's 30 feet below us.
Big horse, huge guy. Big, strong legs, and now you give the back down to the same time for the game.
All right. Oh, I go to my favorite barbecue vendor. There's vendors all over the state, around the world, and the country. My friends, I go to a yellow trailer, sit up at a hardware store, and right where I sit up the table, it says, "Hey, Jim, I want you to know if you could serve a table."
Looks like we're going to go to the doctor and understand.
He's just stalled in the chute. Now, if he rides it, he'll learn a rerun. They open him up, the horse looks sometimes out. They pay too long.
He needs to try to keep a frozen in the chute. I hope he gets a rerun out of that. As soon as the bus is sounding, the horse threw the fuck out of the chute. Cowboy got right off with the chute.
And that's a bad spot for the cowboy. He has to stay on that horse. Because they just know when it's going to blow up. There's no way to get outside stage until he's fucking out in the arena.
And we have something going up on the track on the other end. It looks like we've got a bunch of kids. Mini horses. Race across the track.
And like I say, you got to see it to believe it. Get those giant frontier. Go ahead, sir. If you don't like the fucking action, there's something in the arena with the
Ben
the final, the contender for the championship. He may have a CFW. CFW. Hold on. It looks like our life is placed on
the other side. I got all over in front of this guy.
Solid bay horse. Good movement. He's going to have a score on him. He's the world. Hi, Tim.
They have a
extraordinary
great
score. He was here. Billy Gordon, of course,
doesn't go in front of him. And he's still bucking. So he's got no doubt his back. Looks like he will come out of that with a 78.
No, he's only high 70.
You're right. Looks like our leader is Tyrell Martin with an 80, followed by Justin Chandler with a 79, followed by Alan Moore with a 78, and Stephen Death with a 78.
Well, mid-air 78. We're the top 50, 12, 15. So 15 in this event. We'll be back for the championship go. And when we catch up on the aggregate, or what we like to say is average, that's your total on two rides. I don't see a live stat at all yet, so I don't know what we may have.
I mean, that's my bet yet. I'm keeping my eyes on the results. Thank you. I'll let you know. Looks like we're going to have a bit of a... Grab the chair. We want to take care of that horse. Drafting way of their first rodeo. Well, your first rodeo, you should probably come out here and see it for real.
I'm looking for somebody with the media committee. Hey, Casper!
Somebody with the PR committee has to come
talk. Ready for a guest one. Great to see you next up with. We've got that first step back.
She changes the program with her other left hand. She has me back our mind.
You look here.
So you are counted. If she caught, she scored the other day. She was taking pictures in between rides.
I was able to see what we got out of that. I think it was a longer time.
Yeah. Just come over here and talk with me.
Trying to keep track of everybody's situation. I'm trying to keep score. Same time.
Well, the nice camera lady on my right said if they do bring us the Cowboys, she'll move so we can get to it. And I'm Scott. We're going to set up the camera right here, I think, on
Liberty
man is down on it right at that pole marker. Now he's got a nice water skin, but skateboarding to push by propelled by a steer. You're the camera man, John.
18 seconds, 19, and down. Going to close out with a 22.6 for Trevor Knight. Seven and then he follows with a 9 and a 9.6. Blake Nolte comes in at third place on the leaderboard.
So they're talking about the event. The track announcer's got the mic right now. Here comes our... trying to see if we got somebody in this pen. They're talking about something on the track right now that somebody just said. I didn't quite get it.
It was our track driver. Looks like we're going to go to Blaine Jones out of Templeton, Colorado, California.
All right, our big two wrestler comes out. Gets down and finds Jerry. Lots of nose. And yeah, he's got his water skiing Wyoming style, gets pushed by his spear. He's underneath, he's going to get him, he's down.
13.6 for Blake Jones.
That kind of goes out to the fan.
So we are being led by J.D. Struckin with a 7 flat, followed by Trevor Knowles with a 9, followed by his cousin Blake Knowles with a 9.6, followed by Stockton Chris with a 9.7.
Good recap. And more on the news tonight. Now we got to be looking to Riggins. It's another chance. What kind of saddles or rigs are they putting on those horses?
Well, they're putting the saddles on for Ricky Saddlebrook.
That's what I thought. Wild and faster. This is where the Cowboys young up a lot of them just maybe out of high school. Trying to earn their PRCA card, they have to earn $1,000 in competition within their first year. These are horses that have never been fought until they got to put their name. Who's our first? You don't see an established bucket pattern or anything else. Rookie Cowboys, rookie horses. There's a security. The guys who own these horses, the contractors, they're betting on their horse to win. And they pull their money together. Talking about guys from Australia, I had to help a guy pretty quick.
Oh, wow. Well, it looks like Eddie came out with a 6-7 on that.
Not bad score, and I don't know. The other day we had him on just in the low 50s.
Looks like we're going to Australian Cowboy Luke Morgan.
A lot of them there. So. All right, Big Luke, Bay Horse, high in the air. Stay dead center in the arena. Horse is a hard one to ride. Stiff-legged bucket, but a lot of power. Good made me right at that 67.
That looks like a great drive. The Australian Cowboy walked away 2-7 score. It looks like a 66.
Oh, break my heart. Again, I call that my focal stick jump, where they don't have a lot, you know, they're nice and straight, but they still get that power. This is heck for a guy to talk to the staff to have the whole thing cell phone.
Yeah,
did you see that yellow flag fly?
Yes, I did.
That is Delta's what? He missed him out. Didn't have him. Kill then throws out their first jump out of the arena.
They wasn't in Cowboys.
Yeah, you got it.
So Nathan Brown came out with a no score on that.
The way the judge threw that flag, it looked like our last guy to football pass.
He was ready to go with that. He was very ecstatic. Our next Cowboy is, he's already out. Great.
I couldn't catch the way it came out. This rail was in my way, but he's over the camera pit and went, oh, and he's on top of the camera pit. He got fucked up on the camera pit.
Wow, and he actually broke a couple of rails there. But looks like he's okay. That horse fell down in the arena and then took a better trying to get him back. So Priest came out with a 57 on that.
I'll give you a secret. Those rails he throws on a CBC bike. He's not the first Cowboy to do a header in the mountain.
I'm sure they've learned to make it a little easier to break there. Easier to put back together.
Well, about 6 years ago at the rodeo, a horse jumped that camera pit.
Wow.
Took off. Here we go. Who do we have?
Chris Williams got a seat of belt back there.
down there in the Cowboy Capital of the World. He's right over the camera pit, too, but he stays on. Just bail out. Break the fence.
I think he might have double grabbed here. Well,
it's right at the end. Remember, these guys somehow have an internal clock. They know when the 8 seconds is up. Sometimes when I call that, I may be wrong. Because here's the thing. The buzzer is only for the audience. There's the judge has a stopwatch down there. He gives them the official 8 seconds.
Well, it looks like Chris came out with a no score on that, but now we're going to win here in
Adams. Our hometown Cowboys from up out of Ghost County. Big paint horse, circle, in a serpentine motion around the middle of the arena. Is he still there? Let's find out. Not bad. I bet he just took the lead the whole event. Well, like I told you years ago, they used to let two or three out at a time. May a horse, good bucky post. 75, I think it's the story so far.
Yes, oh, wow, that cowboy went off over the neck of the horse.
Right through the dashboard. Does all the trick roping like Monty Montana on a horse on the ground, bull whip, and trick pistol shooting.
Wow, the flaming ones we have not seen yet. Now we're going to Wyatt Kramer out of Phillips, South Dakota.
South Dakota Cowboy, where Jesse Bell probably may have just been a young kid. Jesse Bell runs a lot of South Dakota riding school.
Oh, wow.
All down kid. Find out. Oh, now this horse again, the Ogle stick job, the big job, not a good pattern. Horse going into a circle. Looks wild when you're new to rodeo, but it's not the style of the horse or the cowboy where they earn those big points.
Cowboy is seen to pick up that big horse. They're
going to
try
to
run away, and
Wyatt
gets a
50
out of that ride.
So 50 points, halfway there, to 100. So that means the judge gave the horse probably the cowboy 13 points and the horse 12, something in that kind of category. Yeah, I'll show you the scorecards if we get them. Where you see where they marked the animal, where they marked the horse, and what do we have?
Now we're going to Peter White, second, out of Amarillo.
Not to confuse Peter White.
Right. And if Peter is off the record, came off the third jump or so. So no score for Peter White, second.
What are you closing your eyes for?
You know what I got to do at my other job when they say they got a 2 or 3 after their name? I have to type in the little box and there's something. Another FYI from Owen.
We should just have one more cowboy left. Five men. Out of
Waruna? That's your call.
I can't tell you. But he's riding Amigo.
All right. So Amigo gives him a good ride. Looks like you're at you right below it.
I think you're right. The cameraman is focused on there. Wait for
that was one of the judges. See the blue stripe test?
Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like he might be forcing around. He's getting off the horse.
Yeah, so they're either going to let him roll him up or take him out and let him come out the other way. That's why the judge is right in the middle of that.
Hey, you want to get down around?
Rolling him up. Looks like he's going to push right over.
We can't call the action until we have action. Okay?
Yeah, the grass being entertained by Ryan Roper over there. We're keeping our eyes on the cowboy. Like tied back to the saddle.
Gate open, Cowboy Goose out. Oh, slap, high in the air. This horse giving him, it's a good fucking motion. Horse kind of face towards the end of the ride.
He started off with good spurring motion, but it looks like the horse kind of gripped up a little bit, made a high loose balance, a little bit of soft and good spurring motion. Up to the forest. 62 for Tyson.
75, still laces, right? Oh, Larry, there's your average.
The left meter missed ball by Jimmy Clark on 69, and Benny Mason with what looks like a 76.
So I told you I thought 35 was the highest one. I don't know if they have an extra. That should be the end for the rookie seven ball. Where are we going next?
We're going to go to the intro piece.
Well, I really bet we're going to see Trevor, what do you got?
Oh, so with Peterson left 75, followed by Mini Park with 69, Benny Mason with a 67, and Lou Morse with a 66.
They're not showing two aggregate scores. So I just feel that 75 is the highest one for 4 days in a row.
Well, we are going to go to a special event presentation of Sponsor 5 sponsors of the day, and then we will get set for Team Roman.
Well, they're going to, when you say a special event, you call the name. Because if it wasn't for those sponsors, we wouldn't be here.
Okay, so BT, UG Wireless, Zach, Simon Contractors, Cowboy Prom, Ram, Pioneer, Receive, PRCA, Bank of West, Drivers, the Medical Center, Super, Coca-Cola, Holiday Inn, Wrangler, and PRCA once again. And the DMVs are carrying this. And they are now wireless in the center. These girls are real good. They all know what everyone is doing. And it looks like they're going to go into a surfing team. Turn back out the other way. On travel, they're viral. Wow. They're cowgirls. I'm sorry.
Will you marry me?
And she is now in the horse, and they're riding
Here is out, and there comes the Cowboys.
They come out. Good head start. That's their second run. Like MLK, Jake fires. There's the dirt on in the arena, right dead center. 350 feet in. One leg catch. I don't know how he got one leg because I saw that loop bounce off the arena right under there. He pulled the stretch one.
1.5 for Jake Tyler McKnight. That's a 5-second penalty.
Long in the arena. You see the shot pressure on there from the center of the arena. One of the longest time catches I've ever or yardage to get a catch up
there. I've seen this going to be Joel Boxton out of Austin, Texas, with Jim Robinson out of Austin, Texas.
All right. He's introduced them. You get out here and make a championship run. All right, there comes clear over here to the right. Zigzagging. Can they catch you? Come in the arena again. He goes. He turns. Off. Go off in. We have two. We have a time.
And 2-5 for Joel Boston and Paul Cooper.
Now, they haven't shown a leaderboard or anything, so we're doing the fast.
I think that that's probably what they put in my car. So our next team is going to be Triple Brazil, a 2-bank cowboy, and Patrick Smith.
All right. Now, these guys have been going for a long time. Trevor, of course, he's married to Roy Cooper's daughter, who was the multi-champion calf roper in the world, and all her brothers, all her family, somehow in rush. Here we go. He fails, he fires, there's the turn. Joy, come on, Smithy. Smithy's got two, they lay down, they face off. What do we got?
8.3.
Do that again.
8.3.
There's the leader.
Looks like the team of Lord and Lord is tied with somebody in with Crystal. Lord and Lord are tied with Crystal.
Just like it should be. The League of Lord Cards, they have one champion. They get the father and son.
Oh, wow. Well, they are followed by Terry and Kaya with 8.8, followed by Mountain Rocks with a 9.2. Our next team is going to be Matt Sherwood and Quinn Kessler. Here they go.
They're coming out. Let's see what we get. Here, now running. Cowboy comes up. He fires. Still, he missed it. No head catch today.
Look at his horse breeze. I don't think his horse is happy about that. So no time for Matt Sherwood.
Now, there's something about all this stock today, and I'll try to find out. They all seem bigger than the animals we talked about earlier. Don't they, you?
They really do. And they seem like they're coming out of the gate a lot faster. So our next team is going to be Royal Hostin and Wyatt Cocario.
Cocario. There they go.
And then shot.
Again, look at the muscles upstairs.
Much bigger.
Red skin, white, paint pattern. Big neck, muscle neck on that animal.
Our next team is going to be
Rich Kelvin, another half champion of this fan in the world. Come on, big man, fire. There's the turn. There's the air right there. Oh, man, they missed to the heel. Well, they couldn't get the steer to stretch out, so he had trouble trying to hook that rope back in there. The people could just say, I said, my phone decided it was a second section of bareback today. Go back. What's our highest score today? And write it up there, then we will know.
It was DJ Scott with the 75.
So put 75 on there, the name Scott behind it. Track that way. You will hit the first base. Bareback riding again. And a bet ringed up by the Cowboys. Hold that suitcase handle on a special rigging right over the shoulders of the horse. They spur up and down like this. like rolling their spurs up and down the neck. You'll see them sometimes. The cowboy going back, the horse's rump come up, and the next thing you know, you got a cowboy out cold on the back of the horse. And that was like you called earlier, the guy with that neck pillow around his neck.
Yeah, almost like a travel pillow.
Well, that he's been hurt a few times. That's the way to kind of keep him fresh. All right,
all right.
Now, he's number five in the world a week ago. Come on, Seth. Hi, look how fast he goes. This is a great ride. Horse coming right the way he wants him to do. See how high the rear end is, how fast that legs are snapping. And the push off with the front. We've got some movement here, I got to say. 75 then, he's better.
And
I think it should have been higher, but that makes it the leader so far today. 279, 50 back to the final line.
Wow. So Tanner Hawks is leading that class for 84.
That's it. I don't even know why I'm here. I'm glad you're letting me follow you around.
No, you're the one with all the credentials.
Yeah, but I tell you what, it is a pleasure to walk with somebody with that vision. Here we go. All right, big white horse kicking. Come on, it's a paint. Cowboy staying with it. Comes in a half-moon circle around over here. Oh, one of the other judges has a jog.
It almost looks like that horse died. Had his neck out underneath.
You got a name on that horse?
Yellow Hair. You've seen him come back.
Yellow Hair has been on national TV from the national climate.
Wow. I don't know if you're
going to
give me a score on that.
It is taking them a long time.
Looks like we're going to go to our next cowboy. Morgan Larson. He's going to be riding the Storm Cloud.
Storm Cloud, another NFR horse.
And we just got Yellow Hair back down the chute, so Warren is set to come out.
I'm sure they scored that last rider. We just didn't catch them with all the other stuff they had going on.
Dark Bay.
Now the Canadian Cowboys lead it back like Tyler. They should be. Horse gets right over there. Make it work right. Off to the south. We can then move in. Mark that down. He just got moved to the front row, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He took out Peter Hawks.
85 and 85 to 170. Let's see if they come in with that finish. Then another 85. I think that should be a chance.
That would be a spot on next witness. Our next cowboy. We've got a little more up. All right. Our next cowboy is...
Good one. All right. Let's see what he can do. We got a name on his pony.
Flaming Desire.
Let's go. High in the air with the rear end, all in the front, over to the outgate, down the chute. Cowboys jumping all over the place. High kick on that horse. Horse keeps his head kind of held high during the whole ride. That takes a little of the power off the front leg.
Yeah. That looks like a pretty good ride.
I thought it was, yeah.
Right now.
down there on the stairs while they press support. They're talking about having new leading rides. We're still waiting to see what Cody got on that score. He might be kind of distracted with Oren right now.
Well, it looks like our Cowboys interviewed in justice, but we should. We'll get something like that. Kind of a cold cup that young lady didn't quite understand what I was asking. But I appreciate her for trying.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to Cody Lamb out of Sherwood Park. He's going to be our next Cowboys game.
Dave's out of Canada. I know he was not named like a Rookie of the Year or something. The Canadian Rodeo Project, which they're allowed to compete here. And yeah, boys, here we go. All right, go! Fires in the air. Good bucking motion. Good bend in the back. Horse really moving his head. Makes him look it up and put the Cowboy.
Yeah, the Cowboy boss not only his Cowboy hat, but his contestant number.
Well, he'll get out there and get him. I don't know. Maybe he's got a goggles trick or something. Like you used to put the duct tape to keep your hat on.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he's got his duct tape in.
Duct tape those black shoes ears. I used to duct tape my cowboy hat to my head when I was barrel raised. So I would my hat and put it
on. In the rodeo queens do that.
Yes, and I'm sure a lot of girls make use of Bobby Vincent in their spray. Looks like we're going to go to our next cowboy, Aaron.
Wolford, our cowboy, is down here, yeah, right down there below us. We'll try to really catch him. He's trying to get that pine, that's what they call it, get in there pine when their hands are locked in there. Okay, Jesse's girl? So Stacy Smith or Jesse's girl, come on. Look at Jesse's girl run. Holy cow, she just got there fast. And he came off. That horse did not really blow out of there, but it took off like it was in a horse race and not a bucking gun.
I thought that Jesse's girl was going to try and jump the photo pin.
Yeah, and that, I can tell you, that happened. That's why they have that plastic BBC 540 fence up there. In case it happens, it won't hurt the Cowboys. Like you saw earlier, it's just a plastic pipe. It'll break before it really hurts you.
Yeah. Looks like we're rounding
up. Four. 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 Bruce Ford, the five-time world champion. You saw his picture in my house. Come on, E. Let's go. Oh, Baynor's giving him a prayer. High in the air. Look at his rollback. This boy's also a bull rider. Different style. Fast kicking. Good go. Nice ball. This boy has been to the national finals. Been to the national finals.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. I think the horse enjoyed that ride. He doesn't travel to a lot of rodeos anymore, but he is a true big cowboy. And he might have won the paper. He saw that picture the day when he was in 86.
Oh, yeah.
When I was going around announcing a lot of rodeos, his mom was rodeo secretary. Him and his brother would be under the table playing for Hot Wheels guard, driving mom crazy.
So they really grew up in rodeo.
Yeah, their dad Glenn. Their dad Glenn was the final boss. 17-9.
Looks like we're going to Sunday Cowboys. Max Erickson.
Big Jack Erickson. Let's see what you can do. Big blowout on the arena. Goes to the left across the arena. Bay horse. This horse got a lot of action. Legs not bucking together. Got a lot of lift in the front end.
Still covering a lot of distance.
Hey,
Great day at the rodeo. We've had several world champions, Trevor Brazil there, right in the middle of the week. Wow.
Matt Kennedy came out with a 62 out of that run.
You can win a Ram 50, whether it's a Ford or an Ram, or a Buy your tickets, and the Ram rodeo is like,
well, the announcer saying something. What do you got?
The announcer talks about a Ram truck that they're doing next to RSL Boys for next year in East Steel, Texas.
Another cowboy capital of the world, cowboy. I wonder if they charter a bus to get air or an airplane. There's too many of them.
Everybody just comes together and helps deal with something.
Okay, I'm trying to wait for that action to be on. A lot of background noise, so we know, but you are 15 feet from the rodeo announcer, 10 feet from the big bullhorn speaker, 30 feet from the arena floor here at the Daddy of the Bulls. 119 years doing broadcast by Dubai. So, Baker here, giant stone in time. Silent Stone, my friend Mike Vail, knew that.
Wow.
He took title sponsorship, which allows me to bring this new CPS book in too.
And we are very thankful for that. And again, you can find us on Facebook at Radio Rodeo, and you can find us online at cbsradio.com/Radio Rodeo.
Come online if you need to find the clicker. It's on their homepage. Okay, our cowboy is out. Another one of these, oh, kind of a sorrow horn. Gets in there, the judge shoots his hat. The judge is bouncing around again, seeing a horse like a puppy chasing his tail.
Yeah, and the cowboy's head is back to that horse. The cowboy's neck is gone. Looks like a real young, nice and tall,
you're talking about the horse or that cowboy?
The horse. I was looking at the horse. There was a couple of things where the cowboy was like, he's about to get down. He's going right back. I'm trying to make a better focus.
Well, and you see, they're not showing us the score. Sometimes they score that, and the cowboy has to make a choice. If he has a fairly decent score, make a rewrite, puts up on the rewrite, that first score is gone.
Now we're seeing it again for money. And he's already
sold. He's having all kinds of trouble on that. He fell down. I mean, he came down, and he was off on his hands. When he fell off, he kicked straight down three-point land on his head, two knees. This is a serious affair. Got to get the healers out here. Justin Healers. We'll check him out. I bet you he gets up and walks out, though. There's no going to be a battle for him. So if we were not seeing live, we would go to a commercial here, but we'll stay with it. We can't put these other sports on. What
happened? Our highest score right now is Forrest Martin with an 85.
Now, is that his riding arm or his freehand arm? That's what I thought. Now, down the track, here they come, the cavalry. The flag going and the high old silver and the ball in the charge. Right here in front of the arena. Somebody was popping guns and whips while they went by. You know, the two nights we've been here, this rodeo has gotten faster each time. First they started at 12 instead of 1, and we're done in 3.5 hours. I've been here talking about this thing sometimes for 5 hours.
Wow, it's Tyler here.
Oh, they're going to stop that.
Those are on t-shirts. Visiting queens are
up
to chance. Give them
that t-shirt. They bring in a new crop of these state rodeo queens about every 3 days. 34 of them will be visiting us.
Wow, it's Curtis Cassidy.
Curtis Cassidy, Canadian Cowboy World Champion. He's down and it's here. They did what we call a hula hat. You see, look how big this man is.
Oh, wow.
When they do a summer song and the animal summer song for the old time term hula hat, some guy named hula hat used to do it all the time. Not on purpose.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
Mash.
All right, there you go.
Hula hat.
Anyway, that deer got up right to the north. And Big Cassidy's walking that walk of shame back with empty hands.
We're waiting to see who our next cowboy is. He's already loaded up. We're going to see what's hanging. It is Melvin out of Paradise, Texas.
Oh, Melvin. He's got that. And he's got him down. They're trying to work. He stood up, reached, get him down. Pull him over. What do we have? That was a lot of wrestling going on there for the 12-7. I figured he'd be in the 15. So on the wrong side of the stairs, he made a good run on him.
And a nice recovery. He had to stand up and wrestle that stair back down and probably got a horn in the belly during that.
That just may be. On our to-do list, you tell me to bring the swivel chair for Sunday, will you?
Swivel chair.
Yeah, there you go. It's cold out there to get some swivel.
You are next up, they've got everyone going on.
Knows what he's doing. You gotta get it. What was it?
Captain Boston.
from another one of these, a Wheatland Cowboy, back to the national final. Yeah, there's your hometown favorite. Want to fight for the national final. College champion. Put 13-7 on this one. Now that Rockman was the last Bulldogger. All right, this is where they take the babies away from mama. In the morning, they want lunch. They take mama down to the south end of the track. All we do got to do is come. Did you say Grant Keno? NFR Cowboys. Not here today.
You got a nice discount, but it looks like the team just picked up on that hop and got out of there. So it
looks like we're going to go to our marathon race. Again, Kyle Irwin is leading with the 10th place. All right, look at the little cab drive, the extra cab that's here going to the north. On the track, you hear the call to arms. Mama's on the, oh, they're probably down there 400 feet away. Here comes the baby. Look at him go. And another condition that's shining in front of your name. And I go back to my good friend John, who was the announcer, track announcer, special announcer here at this arena for many, many years. John, if anybody can tell you, I'm thinking of you all the time. Thank you for all the help you gave me when I started my rodeo
announcing. Wow, now we're going to go to Joey Sonier the third on Cattlebron.
Waiting to see what goes there, Fast Cat.
Rewrite out
of it. Another rewrite, all right.
Joey's going to get a rewrite out of that. We're just moving through a bit today.
Like going to the boxing match. Don't bend down. Now you're two, you're going to pick the knockout. Real quick, give me a time on the clock when you get a free hand.
Okay, Ryan Montroy out of Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
Beautiful. 2:30. We'll be done in 45 minutes. Okay, come on. Pagosa Springs, Cowboy. White horse, look how high she goes in the air. Look at your little sideways on the kicking motion. Good trip. That horse is big enough to pull one of them truck wagons.
Yeah, that cowboy was actually more upright than most of the other cowboys. He was leaning back as far. He must have a real strong back. Oh, that, or he's going to end up with a hurt back.
That's right.
Ryan Montroy came out of that with a 6-8.
That might have been one of the rookies, I think, or was his name on the program?
His name was on the program. It was okay. Ryan Montroy. Next, we're going to go to Cody Anthony out of Stephenville, Texas.
I mean, they did not Stephenville send up the train off.
They just pumped off the Cowboys.
There's the action. The gate blows up, and the horse bumps good in this too. Cowboy looks like he's pretty mouth to me. Black tail, slapping him in the back of the hat as he goes across the arena. Right over to the fence where the horse Cowboy's almost dropped dead center.
That cowboy looks like he's a flying hitman on that. He looks like he jumped off. He was losing his balance. It looks like he came out of the gate a little shaky. So he made it over to the other side of the arena and kind of go off for safety, it looks like.
Pick up man, finally get control of that arm. got that C train, Bronx train going, big halter. They always have the oldest brand on the nose of that halter, so we know who's involved.
I'll keep an eye on that.
And we have to get the list of their brands.
Looks like our next cowboy is going to be Alberta Fractional out of Beaver, Utah.
Oh, we got somebody here. Thank you, Eric. This is the college national champion just from 2 weeks ago.
Wow, that is so refreshing, y'all.
All right, come on, champ. All right, good ride. Bay Horse comes across. Good flare up. Strong in the finish. I think this college champ is going to get the 20 minutes. Probably first throw.
Yeah, that was the favorite
would have been a little bit better, I think. Yeah, that was another strap that sucks for you that they pulled tight on the flank strap.
Well, it's a short little horse that looks like it might have slipped down around one of those back
wheels. Well, I've been having that slipping problem. I'm losing so much weight, my fans keep doing that, too. Well, talking about that, I was at a rodeo. They needed one, and they asked me to take my belt.
No!
Oh, they were mean over there. Laura Alstead, Rodeo Wyoming, just taking an introduction to the crowd.
Now we're going to see who our next cowboy is as they wrap up that little interview. And it is Chuck Smith, South Dakota.
Yay, Chucky boy, let's see what you can do. A lot of big cowboys out on the Air Force. That's for J.C. Gibbs, right away from home.
I didn't know you
ran
away.
He's 14.
Wow. Looks like
you're
riding a horse named
Ruth. Horse named Ruth. Not Rosie, but Ruth. Mr. Root, come on. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to keep thinking while we wait for the ride to go.
Yeah, it's hard to go on the seat that you remember it's just waiting for the next shoot to open. It's hard to think of stuff that fills the space.
Now they're waving at somebody down there. Okay, here goes Bruce. Come on, Bruce. Give him a ride. Horse came out, jumped to the right, triggered a little bit, stumbled, went to the left, now running to the north of the arena.
Wow, they actually went to the Cowboys.
All right. Well, I thought it was fast. Ruth, like any nice lady, could take her time to come out.
We've got a little bit more time to prepare.
And I'm going to be covering the pancake breakfast, the wagon train downtown tomorrow on Thursday to the train. Then Saturday I'm going to be up north at your work location, calling the action. We'll figure out how to record that. So Doug and the boys can play it later. So we're going to get every ride in the parade. It's coming Saturday.
You should bring me some pancakes breakfast down to the
parade. I'll try to do that. I will. Then I finally found 2 8-year-old boys to ride the ride until they got
to the parade. Woo! It looks like we're going to go to Chad Curley out of South Dakota next.
Champion Chad Curley, all right? CFD. Come on, Chad. Right down here below us. You look at the butt in the air. Look at the cowboys staying there. High kicking in the back, good push off in the front. Another one of those horses that kept his head just steady like he's on a bike.
And now they're trying to get that way off. They're going to take a bend and the other side. They're going to take his horse, Rodeo Spot, back to the shoot. 76 for Chad Hurley.
So 76 is halfway there to be near to the final.
That's the high score of the section so far.
You got to drink your drink. I don't know if you. We got a special guest that last night.
Another South fan that Brock Trapper was at the jail. He's waiting for his friend. So if he comes up to talk to us, it's because he waited for his friend to arrive. Oh, look at Ruth blow up. Came out to the left. Three jumps and then a big blow up in the arena. Right then, sitting in the arena now, fucking around in circles.
If you look down at Ruth's front feet, you can see a bit of feathers. I wonder if he's got some draft blood in her.
She just made. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you say this rejects it.
And our high score for today so far.
I'll
don't turn back. We'll get it later on. We don't want to get behind, unless you can see it.
Well, our rookie one is 75.
All right. I know it was in that area.
Our next guy is from Rachel House, 78. And now we're from Jack Wright. Jack Wright out of Hill 40.
Another high school college champion preparing for his first trip to the national final program. Well, he stayed aboard during that ride. I could apparently watch that ride. I think the horse came out, went halfway through the arena, made a big left turn. Cowboy kept his feet going up down the neck. I think we may be in the mid-70s here. The low mid-70s there. Remember that score, half of it from the horse, half of it for the cowboy.
Yep, and we are being left about 78 earlier right now.
So now they're big names. Don't mention too many names. We'll pop a name. Just let's pick them up. Who do we have? Do we know yet?
Looks like our next driver is Dawson at Jandrew out of South Dakota.
South Dakota sent a busload today, too, didn't they? I had to adjust my surf, getting a little stiff in the leg here. Cowboys split off almost from the pickup end. I don't know why they call it pickup end. They always drop the Cowboys.
Oh, well. They do a good job wrapping up those. But Dawson came out off the 71.
All right, so it's around. Why would
Dawson go all the way here? Now they're South Dakota top-notch Cowboy. Rookie of the Year, probably 2 years ago. So they had to have a Charger bus, too. And we got about 10 of them.
Oh, we got another one. George Trouser. Payne Horse is already out, too, man. He's already off.
That horse flew off, took a left turn, almost running down the track. The Cowboy still came off. If he had stayed on there, I think he would have earned a rerun. Now that question again. Yeah. Because you got to pay attention now. Some of them are sons of the others. Like Cody Wright's son was out the other day. Whole family, 13 boys. Now they're 4 years old. Come on. Toby Rice, look at that one blow up. Get a picture there, Molly. Here we go. High in the air. Good horse. Get that horse to stay. Look at the 80s of the horse trying to get us up the camera.
And the cowboy
I'm here at gas. I was going to guess on mid-80s, 87. Now, this is a family that rodeos together, traveled together. 13 kids, 7.6 mil. Now the grandkids, 7 are coming up.
Jesse Wright has an 87, followed by Tyrell Larson with an 80, followed by Justin Kaler with a 79. Those are the top three of the day.
Halfway to the championship for Jesse Wright. His little brother, Spencer, is the current world champion.
Wow. Look, well, you see what's coming out right now.
Oh, man, a truckload of barrels and a beautiful Dodge truck. Setting up the triangle before you could get parked to get there. I was explaining this event. And tell me if I'm right, because you are our resident expert. It is a horse race with an obstacle course of three barrels in what, a triangle shape?
A cloverleaf pattern, but yes.
I mean, the barrels are in that.
They're in a triangle shape. The first two barrels, I believe, are 90 feet apart. And it's 110 feet from both those barrels to the third barrel. So they make a nice triangle, and they're setting them up to come back right now.
Well, today, you're to come back. You got to get ready to clock. I'll get some action. You give a
critique. Okay. Well, let's look. Our first one is going to be Kaylee Webb out of Isabel, South Dakota. That should be our first barrel right there.
$350. They're right at 300 feet down here before they get here. The electric guys, when they run through there, will start it. Come from the north of the 700-foot arena. 200-foot one.
Okay, so we are going to Kaylee Webb. She's going to be our first runner. Still in the trap. So, Brittany
Posey
is leading with a 17.45.
Brittany Posey?
Yes.
Well, champ.
Lisa Lockhart is following her with a 17.48. This event is really down to the millisecond.
Oh, it is. Exactly.
Lisa Lockhart is leading on aggregate for a 34.96.
On two.
So, Haley Webb is coming out. She's in the track. Her horse is excited. Branson a bit. Looks like she's probably going to go for the right barrel. I may get corrected on that.
We don't know. She comes down so nice.
And there she goes. She is going to the right.
To the right. She's looking at the right barrel. She's out. Out at about 3 or 4 now.
And cut the tide on the second barrel.
That's good one. She's just in the third barrel. Come on, cowgirl.
She's coming up on 60 seconds, and she is going to end with 1801.
Oh, man. The long straightaway slowed her down, but she had a good start.
That first turn was a little loose, and she had tightened that up. She could have shaved a little bit off. Our next runner is going to be Fallon Taylor out of Whitesboro, Texas.
Another world champion in her past resume.
I love watching world champion barrel racers. Oh, she's coming out on a beautiful gray horse. Nice long legs, real strong in the front. I bet he makes the turns real nice.
Oh, look at the flag here today. I got to tell you about that. All right. She's into the first barrel. She's out in 3 seconds. Coming over here to the second barrel. Making that perfect figure eight pattern.
That's the third one. A little too soon, but staying tight. Makes it home. She's going to come back with a 5 second penalty to her 18.59, bringing her out at 23.59.
So we saw one girl the other day that got 15 second penalties, knocked them over. Then we had the barrel the other day. I saw a standing rocking, fell back, didn't fall over.
was a little bit of magic on that barrel. So we're doing a little bit of trivia question while we wait for an next runner who is actually gay. She's coming out on another nice gray horse, a little bit slimmer in the front, that looks like it's going to be a fast one. I used to ride an Arabian just for the speed. And there she goes to the dry barrel. She's moving it. Oh,
falls down. Cowgirl is off there on the first barrel. Again, track conditions here. The sand gets the water down out of here, but it is really tough.
And I will tell you, I actually almost broke my leg because my horse fell on me, but I was doing the dumb thing and racing on grass.
Oh, man. Either competition or just for fun?
That was in my practice arena. We have to have a little bit of grass. And now, correction on that, that was actually Alicia Stockton. They switched up the program on that. But she's okay and walked out of the arena.
Well, that's good. Now, sometimes some of the girls are a turnout. We don't get that, and they move up one. So that may be what happened here.
But we are still being blessed with that. Brittany Posey was the fastest time. Lisa Lockhart follows her pretty close. Lisa has the highest aggregate score. Next up is Lexi Babb out of Burns, Wyoming.
I've watched this girl as a little girl. She races at Burns all the time. Comes from a rodeo family. Her daddy makes the shafts for the Cowboys. Her mother is full of people.
She can pick up speed. You're
stuck
with. And from the second barrel, this is going to be a slow run. She's out a little bit. And she's going to pick up speed. And there she goes, makes the fast run home, but that could have been much higher on everything. 19.8 for
Lexi Babb. Like I said, I watched her from Junior Barrel Races to Frontier Day. Not a good run for her today. And I would lay a lot of it off to this deep, wet sand arena.
Yeah, and it is always really good to be careful, especially after you see a horse fall. You know the event Pullman in, right?
Yeah.
I actually did a back off my horse on accident one day because it was a desert storm down in the desert of Arizona and dirt was wet and my horse fell. I ended up doing a back foot top on the last pole.
Our flag is at half mast here in honor of our victims in North Carolina.
Oh. Well, our next rider is coming out with Chris Gibson from Windsor, Colorado. She's coming forward. And looks like she's going to come through the left barrel first. Stumbled a little bit, but the horse, she's going to get to the second one. Looks like she's going to hit that nice and tight. The horse is fighting her a little bit. Looks like she could use a split rein here. And she's coming wide on that third barrel. It looks like she's got horse fighting her. She's got crap, and looks like she's going to come out with a 19.69.
That was a long run for this girl, but I just love the way you pick up that action and control it. So I'm going to sit back and enjoy as you do it, girl.
I love watching barrel racing. It is the most exciting part of my day. It looks like Kelly Copen should be coming out next from Jefferson, Colorado. She's got a nice dark horse.
A tall horse coming out here.
She's coming kind of slow. She approaches and she picks it up right as she hits the camera. Goes to the right barrel. She cuts it a little tight there. She could have hit that. And coming left. And she cuts real good turn on that second barrel. She's coming to the third one and slows down a little bit. Pick it up and trick her. See how she has a split rein? I think that helps her a little bit.
18-15
for Kelly Copen.
Good control as that horse makes a pocket, finding flight through all those barrels.
That second turn was beautiful.
Oh, it's just tremendous. I would like to see this from a bird's eye view when they get those barrels sometimes.
Oh, that would be amazing. And so our next rider should be Christy Steppies out of Vail, South Dakota. She's trotting now, and it looks like her horse is ready and rearing to go. Oh, no, we are skipping to Taylor Jacob. We're skipping another cowgirl. She's out of Carmine, Texas.
See, if they know they're too long for the short girl, they'll go on to their next
rodeo.
And here she goes, coming towards the left barrel. She could have cut that little tighter. She's holding on to her saddle horn. And cut a little bow on that turn as well. But she faced up between there. Pass. Looks like the horse almost went wrong side. She's headed home. Could be a good run. 18.22. Looks like she shied up a little bit on some of those turns, but she tried to make up for it on the pass in between.
How many more we got to go?
If they stick to the program, two. And so our next rider should be Whitney McKee out of Craig, Colorado. Beautiful dark bay coming towards the right barrel and floating down. Oh, and she knocks over the first barrel. And she comes in for the second one. She's slowing down a little bit, a little in her horse's mouth. This might be more of an obedience run than anything.
Well, the other thing is that horse hit it once with its shoulder. The barrel fell down and hit it under the stomach. So that barrel got knocked twice in one barrel.
And she came out with a 24-16 with her five-second penalty. We should have one more cowgirl, Paxton Sigelski.
Where's she from, is she?
Snyder, Colorado.
Sigelski, I believe, is family name. I've pronounced him in a lot of rodeos. Now we've got the girls coming in with the big boys on the bell ring.
Looks like she's got a baby horse. Real excited to go. Beautiful horse. Comes in for a pretty good turn on the first one. She's making
the charge.
And cuts up the third one to the water a little bit, but good turn on the end, and she's been carried in the home. 18.51 for Paxton.
Looking down your list, do we have anybody that's 17?
No, we don't.
Not today. We've had it in the past. Tough track conditions today for the barrel racing. So the Dodge Ram moves in to pick up the barrels. What's our next event? I see a bunch of bovine in them chutes.
Looks like we're going to go to bull riding. Our section two. And we are real glad that all the barrel races are nice and safe. Only one girl fell off, and we're glad that she's okay.
There you go. Before the rodeo's over, can my wife and I offer you a ride to your car by downtown Cheyenne?
That would be awesome, because I have quite the ways to walk.
We've been talking a lot, and that's hard to walk after we've been talking. People don't really, they think sit down and talking is easy. It isn't. You just got to keep the action going. What do we got going now?
We're getting ready for the bull riding. All the bullfighters are coming up. We've got somebody on the track talking to the crowd. I didn't catch his name. But
track announcer, and it's some special presentation. Of course, we're closing out the barrel racing. We didn't hear it. Because it used to be. They used to give us a minute or two between each event. We don't have that now. It's hard to call a break.
Drill, efficient, and everybody knows what's going next, well, except for the people trying to talk about what just happened. Oh, I'm getting a little hoarse again.
I know. That's why we're going to wait till Saturday or Sunday before we call action again.
Oh, I can see up on the big screen, they're actually doing magic tricks right now while they get set up for bull riding.
Card tricks at a rodeo. This world coming to.
Be more impressive if you did it on horseback.
Yeah, that's right. The three-course money on horseback.
So we're going to get ready for this bull run. And again, we are going to get our recordings from CBR posted, where Juan Alonso, a five-year Army veteran, won out CBR on Military Monday. And it was quite the show. Juan Alonso ended up with a 94 for one of his rides, and it was just fantastic.
Well, you talked about fashion. You see the initials on my sleeve?
I'm trying to read them upside down. Are they HR?
Hawaiian Rodeo.
Oh.
That's why I'm in this colorful shirt today.
It's nice
you
and pretty.
You want to know why? It's the only clean one I had left.
Well, I'll tell you something better, though. I ran out of clean shirts today, and I stole one of my husband's.
Oh, all right. I won't tell Dad.
But we're working on that magic trick up there. Looks like the pickup men are all set and ready. The bullfighters are down.
I talk about the shirts, because at Frontier Days, if you're on this press deck and with the media,
we have to dress Western, just like the cowboys and cowgirls.
Yeah, I got told that I was going to get kicked out if I wore anything else. Looks like we finished up the magic trick, and we're going to get a set for Borani.
Still can't believe fastest rodeo in the road, rodeo in the world. We have to stop the magic trick. What time
you got? It's 3 o'clock.
A little bit later, we're going to go 3:30 tonight.
Yeah, we still got our bull riding and the wild horse race after.
It's that damn card trick that you put us out. You can edit that last comment, Doug.
And we got our first bull rider, and he's off.
Let you see if you can catch up to whoever it is. Full jump to the left, the high kick, the cowboy came off.
Justin Richard was that cowboy, so Justin Richard's going to end up with the nose score.
Oh, have I got a treat for you. Remember the cowboy? We had fun with his name, Richard Champion, the champion.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Molly, the photographer, made the photographer of the year and the pro rodeo. Got a 2-page spread with him coming out on a horse here at Cheyenne.
Awesome! That's good to see. Tyler Taylor is next up against Stephen Phil.
Yeah, they do. They just have to get a rate and a bus, you know, pitch in. Of course, they don't. All right, Tyler, what are you doing? Well, you're spinning fast. Bo was in a left-handed spin. Tyler came down in the eye of the tornado.
I noticed something while that happened. If you look down at our bullfighter down there, he's got his arm wrapped. Looks like one of our bullfighters might have injured his arm, but he still did a good job protecting that cowboy.
Putting himself between the cowboy. He takes the lick until the cowboys keep ticking.
Some of the bravest and craziest guys in rodeo.
You know, they used to call them clowns, but they're not. They're athletes. Like I told you, underneath that clown clothes, they've got all the pad protection they can, but somehow it's still not good enough.
Sometimes they do still have that clown makeup, though, don't they?
They wear their makeup. Some of them, like the other night that event, they were in sponsor garb. These guys, however, are in traditional big shorts, big shirts, short pants. Who do we have?
They haven't flashed the name up yet. Oh, there it is. Dick Fugate out of Dixon. And he's off. For the buzzer, please.
Look at the bull charge clown. Just like a Mexican bullfight bull, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Those clowns really are in, clothes that they can move in. They really need to move and duck and dodge and jump out of the way.
Well, a lot of them wear track shoes now that you mention that.
Oh, like our friend out there who wears the bright green tennis shoes.
Colby Soulsby, yeah.
I can never remember that name for some reason.
Like a cold stall.
Oh, wow, we actually had 2 bulls out in the arena, it looks like.
Well, some card tricks we got time to make up here.
Yeah. Looks like our next rider is going to be Bryce Berries out of Bluffdale, Texas.
I know nothing about him.
I'm sorry, that was Bryce Berries. Drunken pitch.
Okay, the drunken bull spins to the right. Cowboy stays on him. Gets out of shape, comes down right there. These bulls, you know, I just can't tell you how amazed I am. They never wanted bulls to buck this close to the chute. All these bulls nowadays, and even at the event the other night, sometimes you got excited. We thought they were inside the bucking chute.
Yeah. Wow, and they're taking the bull's drunken chicken back down the chute. He'd be dragged by some of the pickup men, but the pickup men will come back out and help again.
6 of them here, 4 boys I watched grow up out of that, the Grange, Wyoming. One of them is the son of Billy Ward, who went to the national finals 3 times as a pickup man of the year, who started at the rodeos Gay and I used to produce.
Wow. Well, our next cowboy is Tyler Willis out of Wheatland, Wyoming.
Okay, he's coming back from injuries. This probably, I don't know, he missed a lot of rodeos in the early part of the year with a back injury, I believe. Tyler can do it. He's getting to the national finals. Come on, Tyler. Hang in there. White bull spinning. And again, right in there. Tyler gets up front, and he's not hurt now, wearing his helmet.
and that one of the bullfighters actually shoved him out of the way to get him taken to safety while they can distract the big bull. This kicking
at the
pickup man tried to get away.
That clown that pushed Tyler out of danger was Gerald Deffenbach, originally from Australia.
Oh, wow.
You think Australia, you think sheep, because that is their main export. I somehow got mixed up, I think.
That's another thing that we have, though, is that CBR, we interviewed one of the bullfighters from that night, and I got that emailed off to Doug, so that should be up soon, too.
All right. You know, I got you here as an intern. Oh, my girl, Friday. You're the Monday through Friday now.
Yes, I am.
They're building somebody up. Have you caught a name?
No, I have not.
Okay. We will rock you.
There it is. It's Reese Barker out of Comfort, Texas.
It's hard to see the shoes. I'm looking at the arena. He's a little short of that ride. And thank you for keeping the mic in the right place.
Just trying to gently remind you.
Oh, look how big he is.
They're dragging another bull back, and he is carrying on. He doesn't want to go home.
Take him home, put me to bed. So they are leaving two out. And I'm still so sorry the other day when I tried to get the bike close to you, I bumped you on the chin.
You're fine, you're fine. We'll see who our next cowboy is. We're waiting for that. Getting loaded up. Looks like number 398 is hopping in the chute. And I'm not sure who that is. I've got a 298 with full echoes.
We'll have to see when they flash it on the screen, I guess.
Yep. We.
I guess I made it. I got to get back to my left hand pass. All right, I had to get around the pole there at the corner. Here we go, right?
Oh, and he's already off. And now Toby Collins said he came out with no score.
That bull just blew out. That cowboy was off before that bull finished its first jump.
And that's another cowboy out of Stephenville. We really do just need to get him a bus.
Jump on the bus. We're off to the rodeo this time. It was the road to where?
Giant.
Hey, Giant Frontier Days. What, 119 years we've been doing this?
Yeah, it is the 119th daddy of them all.
The first rodeo was steer roping and cowboy pitching. That's what they used to call saddle rock, was cowboy pitching.
It was the horses were pitching them over.
That's exactly right.
Next is Corey Granger out of Zachary, Louisiana.
Some of these guys, it's like coming up the bat at a ball game. They're playing theme music for them.
Dick Blackwell, he's gone. Good score for Corey Granger.
Solid black bull, and I knew he was spinning because his tail was up like a flag going around in circles.
Wow, that was a big bull, too. Corey Granger came out with a no score for that. Looks like we're getting close to wrapping up the end of our bull riding for the day.
Okay, we got some re-ride horses lined up in front of us. They'll probably do before. Oh, no, those may be. Do they have saddles on them?
They don't. Those
might wild be horses. Yeah. Well, stay with us. This is a commercial-free broadcast. You're saying right through the last Wild Horse race. There's the boys across the street.
Jacob O'Mara is coming out next out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Coming out of the chutes on the north. All right. See if I can catch the Cajun Cowboys ride. Give you the best description that I can. I just can't believe how much theme music they play before each ride.
It's like a ball game. They've really got everybody's got a theme song.
Also reminds me of the time that ASCAP sued me.
Society of Writers and Composers.
Apparently you got to pay fees to play their music if it's over 30 seconds.
Yeah, there's somebody you can pay so you can pay some stuff. That's all I know from working at a radio station.
Well, what is taking so long? I can't see any camera shots or anything to get these last guys out.
We've only got one on the front door of the shoot. We've got an entertainer jumping around on the photo pit. Size, size baby. But we're still waiting on Jacob O'Mara to come out of the shoot.
That is a rewrite, isn't it, O'Mara?
I believe so.
Oh, they hit the rodeo.
One of our bullfighters is getting in on the action. He's over there dancing. You gotta break the time somehow.
Well, we again want to thank our good friend Mike Pyle with his Cheyenne Tile and Stone Company for our title sponsorship this year. The Wyoming Game and Fish, when we have time, providing me with their 3 and 30 second PSAs. And you for being here and all the efforts you've done. And enjoyed working with old Dan the other night. He really paid attention during that bull riding. Man, I got to see some of his pictures.
Oh, he loved it. He's a Pennsylvania boy, so he hasn't been around too many bulls. They have the woods out there, so not much room for bulls out there. You got some really great pictures, though, and I'm going to have to go through them as soon as I get a free second. And Jacob O'Mara is a former CBR champ in bull riding. We're still waiting for him to come out. I don't know what the holdup is down there. Oh, it looks like we might be skipping Nicole Echols out of Dodge, Texas.
Remember, he was supposed to come out and they dumped somebody else.
That's right. They're having some problems with these fights. They're playing We Will Rock You.
You should
come out
there. Oh, he's out. High jump. I mean, really high. Goes into a circular motion, spinning and making room as he spins. Look at 90 points.
You think that's going to be a 90? We'll wait and see. He's got a little bit of a limp walking away. Hope he came out okay.
I'm going 90 on that. That was a hard goal to get your feet in. Remember we talked about the posting motion? He couldn't quite do it, but he stayed there for 8 seconds. So that ball went right and left. Yeah.
I hate to disappoint you, but he came off a 77 on that.
My heart, he was 90.
Well, it looks like we're still being led by Tim Beanham with an 85, followed by Aaron Pass with an 83, Jeff Burgess with an 82, and Wesley Silcox with an 81.
Nice catch and race.
Looks like that was our last bull rider, and we're going to go straight to the wild horse race.
Okay, now these horses, now some of these, this is what, the fourth day of rodeo?
These horses may have been out twice. I don't like the first being as wild as they were the first 2 days we were here. Look at this first one. He made a full of pee. He's just backing up, pulling the pick on man backwards.
I was noticing that the horse right in front of us. He was sitting there and nuzzling on one of the cowboy's back pockets. That'll probably be one of the easier horses to handle.
Look at that one here. Keep an eye on what team he goes to. This little page. Because it's like fighting a marlin on a fishing expedition.
Yeah, and they're trying to herd him along. And some of these horses know where they're going. They're going right to the racetrack. But that little bay. That little bay is a. In fact, it might be a stun. It might have a little bit of storage for it. Yeah. Well, let's get them set up. Some of the teams for the Wild Horse Race are TeamAgain.com, The Sprinkler Company, Leon Stewart, Travis Allen, Team Riggin, Ryan Smith and the Outlaws, Low Tree Flooring, PC Button, Marvin Etsy, Joe Applebaker, and Randy Stewart.
Applebaker has been racing here for over 20 years.
Wow.
And sponsoring his team.
Oh.
some of the horses are going along a little bit more obediently, but none of us still want to get very close to the pickup men.
They're making up time for the car trip, too.
I think I see that our John over there. It looks like he still fights a little bit, but they're creeping up to him. And now there's three people on a team. There's a rider, a mugger, and then somebody to hold the rope.
Shit man.
And one of the good techniques that we saw there earlier in the week is you cover the horse's eyes. The horses can't see. They don't know what they should be afraid of.
They're no longer biting in at all.
One horse is already loose and just running around on the racetrack. One of the horses had its leg caught in a lead rope, trying to set our gun. I think our gun got loose over there. Oh, some of the cowboys are holding us to the back of their saddle, trying to get it. Oh, and he's down. One of the cowboys fell off as he ran to the racetrack. They're trying not to get bucked too much. They can use both hands, unlike most rock riders. And we're getting one more person up.
This is a double
mistake.
This is
that
one there. Look, it's almost front. It's not bucked.
Yeah.
There's another one. I think we've got like four guys
out. Four or five. Make sure they don't turn around and go back anywhere. I'm sure this got a little harder with all the rain yesterday. It made it much more muddy. Looks like we've got our first person coming around the bend. And he's slapping his horse on the butt. That horse turned back. He's got his toes up and everything. Looks like he had a... Oh, he just passed right by the gate. Oh, and takes a flying dismount and jumps to the gate. The horse keeps on going down the racetrack. Two more horses come across with no riders. Another falls with no rider, and one more cowboy behind. Oh, he's trying to turn his horse. Oh, the horse turned around!
Oh, my God,
that's the fair of it. That was so close to the finish line.
He's got to get his turn around. There is a 6-second time limit in this event.
6-minute time limit.
The whole thing.
Yes. Oh, he's almost turned around. Oh, no. He's going sideways.
And he got so close to that sign, just turned that horse. He turned around. He's with the guy, the rider holding the lead rope.
Yeah, he's got the lead rope pulling to the left, and he's stopping on the right side of his back. The horse is just standing still now. He's done. Got a herd of four
horses.
And our horse turned around, and the cowboy is taking a pass across the line, followed by another cowboy in an orange shirt, followed by another two.
All swinging them coming across. Looks like a parade of cowboys with flags coming at
them. And they're followed by the pickup men pushing them back into their arena.
Well, look at your sheet here, and just give us some, what time you got?
3:19.
Let's just go down and pick out some high time, and then we'll send it back to the boys at CPSradio.com. And here's how we see it today.
So our first section was bareback, and it looks like our highest score came out to be 75 from B.J. Scott out of Oakley, Iowa. And next section was steer wrestling, being led by Trevor Knowles with a 9 flat. I think he took over the entire section for the rodeo. The next section was bull riding, and it looks like our highest score out of that was 85 from Tim Bingham out of Honeyville, Utah. And it looks like bull riding continued, but we didn't beat anything with 85. So tie-down roping came next. Looks like our fastest time of the day came out of Marty Yates with a 10 flat. That's another Stephenville cowboy. Looks like our next section was Saddle Bronc. Looks like our highest score might have been Tyrell Larson with an 80, followed by Stephen Dent with a 78. And looks like we went steer wrestling next. Our fastest time of the day there was Blake Knowles with a 9.6.
We have a 6th grade somewhere. That's an answer.
I think that was a tight-end rookie.
Okay.
And it looks like we went to rookie Saddle Bronx next. Our highest score of the day was out of Whit Peterson with a 75. That was followed by Team Roping. Our fastest time out of there was Trevor Brazil and Patrick Smith with an 8.3.
World champions many times.
And next we went to Bareback. We had an earlier section where PJ Scott led with a 75. Somebody broke his record, though, was Oren Larson, scored an 85. Next, we went to Spear Wrestling. It looks like our time there was Kyle Irwin had a 6.3.
I thought there was one, of course, that keeps finding everybody. The arena record, as far as I can remember, is a 5.3.
Next, we went to Saddle Bronx. It looks like our highest score of the day came out of Jesse Wright with an 87.
Jesse Wright, of course, a former world champion, and right now, the rodeo, now with Sun coming to the rodeo.
Next, we went to barrel racing. Looks like our fastest time there was Kaylee Webb, our first rider, with 1801. We know the aggregate leader is Lisa Lockhart still.
So, 34-53,
somewhere in there, yeah.
Run on, two runs.
And then we went to bull riding, and the highest score I caught out of that was a 77 from Cole Eccles. And then we went to the wild horse race, and we will have to find out who won that.
Yeah, I've been trying for years. I even tried having a kid down there to get back numbers and Twitter us or text us with answers, and it still didn't work out. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Mandy Herring for being with me this week as we broadcast the rodeo. Thank you for listening. With PBS, you're going to be able to catch replays of our rodeo action and other rodeo reports that we finish building up to the finals on Sunday. So, as I always say, Mandy, may all your trails be happy trails and bring you back to Cheyenne Frontier Days with the PBSRadio.com.